Iranian authorities said this week that three American hikers arrested in July will stand trial. They didn't say what the charges will be, but Iran's chief prosecutor has accused the Americans of spying. The three were hiking in Iraq's northern Kurdistan region when they apparently wandered across the border into Iran. Their families say the crossing was unintentional. Sean McFessel was with the group in Kurdistan, but he didn't go on the hike. He stayed behind because, as he says, he had a cold. Sean McFessel is now in Seattle. Now, Sean, for those who don't know this story, tell us what you were doing hiking in this region.
Well, we were living in Damascus.
In Syria.
In Syria, yeah. Several of our friends had already gone to the Kurdistan region, which some of our listeners might not know has been safe for 20 years since it gained autonomy in the early 90s. We had a number of friends who've already visited the region, so it was totally beautiful. One of our friends said the mountainous area around Sulaymaniyah was the most beautiful nature he'd ever seen in his life, and it just seemed like a sensible place to go.
And was there any indication that you were traveling to near the border with Iran?
No indication whatsoever. The problem is the village of Ahmed Awa, which is where everyone was telling us to go to see nature, it's too small of a village to be on any of the maps we looked at. I think in the end it was a kind of cultural misunderstanding because it's a very popular destination with local tourists who go there sort of on picnics with their family and such. And there's a waterfall that my friends hiked up to. The problem is there's one trail that leads from the strip of restaurants where they were dropped off at up to this waterfall, and then that trail just keeps going. And I'm certain from having talked to them that there's no sort of warning signs whatsoever.
So when and how did you realize that your friends were not coming back to Sulaymaniyah, that they had been arrested?
Luckily, I got a SIM card for my cell phone the day before when they were taking off, and I stayed behind in town. And I was actually on the bus to meet up with them. The bus was just about to leave the station when I got a call from Shane that they'd been taken into custody.
So how do you feel about this international incident that's ensued?
I mean, terrible. You know, all of us have lived our lives encouraging cultural exchange, encouraging young Americans, young kids in the West to go experience other cultures and overcome some of the misunderstandings that we have with these regions. So, among other things, it's just really regrettable that we're maybe serving as a reason why, you know, people might be afraid to travel, but it's really contrary to how we are. It's just kind of a freak accident, I think, in the end.
And yet the State Department has a warning on its travel website that Iraq remains a dangerous and unpredictable place, despite the fact that there has not been a conflict in northern Kurdistan for a while. I mean, is it the responsibility now of the U.S. government to get your friends released from Iran?
Well, as far as the travel advisory, I think it's pertaining particularly to central and southern Iraq, where the recent fighting has been with this Iraq war of the last year.
They make it pretty clear that it's for the whole country.
Well, as far as the travel advisories I've read before, a lot of the time they'll talk about a whole country being, you know, a warning zone, and they don't necessarily talk particularly about regions. As far as the responsibility of the State Department, I really appreciate that the work that they've been doing is kind of an unprecedented instance. I don't believe that. I mean, there have been a number of dual nationals detained by Iran, but I don't think there's actually just been single American nationals detained in 30 years. So it's sort of hard to know what to expect.
The Iranians have the opportunity to use your friends as bargaining chips for concessions they may want from the U.S. I'm wondering how you feel, whether you feel the U.S. should give Iran what it wants to release your friends.
As hard as it is, we're trying to keep this out of any political entanglements. We're basically making a humanitarian appeal to Iran. We're just sort of hoping to sidestep all the politics.
But this is now an inherently political situation. It seems a little late for that.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll see. Just hoping for the best.
Sean McFessel was traveling with the three hikers who were arrested in Iran earlier this year. He spoke to us from Seattle. Greatly appreciate your time. Thank you.